This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Sean Ships, bringing the world together. Hey, it's Sean and Robot here. We're on a mission to sell custard creams across the world and have been exploring the what, how and why of world trade. We want to sell as many as possible to as many countries as we can, and of course, in a fair way. But is there anything else we need to know about, Captain?
Indeed. You might not think that the humble custard cream and trading goods with other countries have anything much to do with the environment, but the world's changing and shipping needs to play its part.
Did you know that over 90% of world trade is carried by some 90,000 ships? Although transporting goods by ship is less environmentally damaging than equivalent journeys by road or air, the scale of global shipping means that change is needed. In addition, by 2050, the world's population is projected to be over 9 billion, which will mean more demand for food, jobs, energy, and raw materials. Whilst the potential of the seas to help meet these requirements is huge, they are already under stress from overexploitation, pollution, declining biodiversity, and climate change.
So we need to be careful to increase the sustainability of the shipping economy while harnessing its benefits.
Correct. As well as using fossil fuels for power, ships produce carbon dioxide that contribute to climate change. 940 million tons every year. That's 2% of the world's total. Large ships use, on average, 150 tons of heavy fuel oil every day. And sometimes things go wrong and ships might spill oil into the sea, damaging animals and plants that live there. Another impact is water pollution. Ships use water as ballast to steady themselves, but this water can contain harmful substances. Cruise ships can also generate enough sewage to fill 10 swimming pools.
I won't be swimming in those pools.
Then there's noise pollution. Noise produced by ships can travel long distances and harm marine animals who rely on sound to find food and communicate.
So what can we do to cause less harm to the environment?
We can build better and more efficient ships. Lighter vessels using plastic instead of steel will use less fuel. Then there's technology that's been around for centuries. Come on!
It's the Cutty's Ark in Greenwich, a famous ship with lots and lots of sails.
The power of wind. Cutting-edge technologies are being developed that will once again harness wind power for a new generation of hybrid ships. This could include traditional-looking sails, but using much lighter, more efficient fabrics, or more futuristic spinning cylinders mounted on the decks.
Don't forget alternative sources of power, using electricity stored in batteries, hydrogen, and even ammonia. Some ships are also switching to liquefied natural gas, which produces less air pollution.
So the future's bright.
Well, it can be. The shipping industry is working to be carbon neutral by 2050, so there's plenty of work to be done. It's a challenge because ships are expensive and last many years, often 25 years or more.
There are things we can do to the existing ships to make them more efficient. When ships travel slower, they use less fuel and cut carbon emissions, so governments could introduce speed limits. Replacing traditional propellers so they rotate in different directions rather than being fixed in the same direction can improve efficiency by up to 15%. And engineers have found that cleaning hulls and painting them with low-friction paint could save up to 5% on fuel efficiency.
Wow, perhaps, Captain, we should clean and paint the hull on your ship and see if it makes a difference. We need to make sure that our custard creams are not only a good price, but also the greenest.
Are you volunteering? It would be nice to see you and Sean do some work around here.
Unfortunately, as a robot I can't get wet, so Sean will volunteer.
Robot! Sean Ships, bringing the world together. With support from Lloyd's Register Foundation. Find out more at funkidslive.com/Sean Ships.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.